isolated. In that extreme zone, the strongest of people can crumble, some can lose their mind, and even the most experienced climbers can die. On a clear day in August 2008, 11 climbers died in the death zone of K2, the world's second highest mountain. Among the dead was a young Limerick man, Ger MacDonald, the first Irishman to reach K2 summit. I'm lucky and fortunate to have known Ger as a friend. He and I shared expeditions together, including Mount Everest, and I greatly admired his warm personality and passion for life, climbing and humanity. Alongside Ger on the slopes of K2 was another good friend of mine, Pemba Gelji Sherpa. Pemba had been the Sardar on a number of my expeditions in the Himalaya. In the tragedy of K2's 2008 summer, Pemba spent 3 days in the death zone rescuing other climbers. My own heart broke at the news of Ger's death. I felt I owed him and Pemba my own life. During my 2003 Mount Everest expedition, it was Ger and Pemba who rescued me when I succumbed to oxygen deprivation in the death zone and nearly died. Among the victims on K2 was a fellow polar explorer, the Norwegian Rolf Bae. I'd got to know Rolf well during the 2006 Beyond Endurance expedition to Antarctica in honour of Irishman Ernest Shackleton. The loss of so many friends and colleagues on K2 shocked me to the core, but equally I became fascinated by the stories around the tragedy. I felt the truth had not been told, that in particular Ger MacDonald's story had not been told, and my instinct was to go to the source, the key survivor himself, Pemba Gelji Sherpa. That quest for the truth became as powerful as my desire to climb Mount Everest or trek to the polar regions. It led to this book, and a joint venture feature-length documentary, The Summit, with director Nick Ryan and Image Now Films. My primary source of information is the surviving climbers who kindly offered their testimony to us. But above all, this is Pemba's story. His version of events, which captures the human tragedy of errors and misfortunes which led to so many deaths. There have now been so many accounts of what happened on K2 in August 2008, accounts which weave together to shape a complex narrative of modern mountaineering and the dangers it presents. It is not just a story of those who were there, but it reveals an insight into the tensions in mountaineering between commercialism and that perhaps more pure desire of heroic hearts who strive to seek, to find, and not to yield. I have told the story as much as possible in a chronological manner, seeking not to assign blame, but to reveal the layers. This account in particular draws out the role of the Sherpas on the mountain, those who remained in the death zone to save lives, and those who died. Both Pemba and I hope the book will help us not just understand what happened, but will allow us to learn from these events, to learn the need to enhance training and preparation in high-altitude expeditions, and the need to respect the power of nature. The story of K2 and the summer of 2008 will captivate many and shock some who will question why anyone would be drawn to places where the dance between humans and nature, between life and death, is at its most passionate and extreme. In the end, my motivation is to honour the spirit of those who were there and those who died, particularly my friends and colleagues Ger MacDonald and Rolf Bae. May all who died rest in peace, and may all those still grieving find solace in their memory.
Forward by Pemba Gelji Sherpa.
I am Pemba Gelji Sherpa. I grew up surrounded by the Himalaya mountains on a farm near the village of Pankhungma in the Solukhumbu district in Nepal, 50 kilometers south of Everest, the world's highest peak. Several generations of